This portion of the show is brought to you by DesertGoldExchange.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
We'll see what direction this all goes. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today. My weekly roundup. My wife, Angela, joins me for this hour of the show. Because we got a lot of education.
A whole hour?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that.
That's okay.
Yeah. You weren't aware of this, huh? No, there's no backing out now.
No.
We are in Camp Verde for, well, today and the upcoming week, spring break next week. If you listen carefully, well, there's a buzzing because we are in our portable studio. So, but if you listen beyond that little buzz that I keep hearing, you can probably hear the creek running.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I can hear it. I can actually see it. It's ripping through.
Yeah,
that snow's actually melting.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff.
High.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, we've got a lot to cover. Wrap up a very busy week. I've got a lot of just top news picks from the past week and updates. Things like the Americans that were kidnapped in Mexico. I want to update you on that and what the cartel said since. Yesterday we talked about Biden's budget that was coming out. I've got some stats on that. The numbers are astounding and absurd. $6.9 trillion federal budget. And this just follows suit with what every government has been doing the past 3 years since 2019, how everything ballooned. And they said it all ballooned because of COVID, because if we didn't, once again, the economy would be gone and we'd be living through the zombie apocalypse if they didn't step in. So what they did is they juiced all the budgets. But as I've warned, once you do that, it never goes back down. Or it's like it goes back down. It's three steps forward and maybe one step back.
Yeah, it's not the same rate of going down.
Never again.
It's like at the gas pump, you know, the prices go up real fast. But when gas or oil comes down,
it's real slow to go back down
that fast.
Yeah, I saw some headlines and I didn't actually read the articles, but it was like, why are gas prices going up all of a sudden? It was like, well, because it's almost springtime, and they always go up when you get to springtime when people start traveling and stuff like that. Anyway, so we've got, and I've got a lot on education, though, because this furry thing has got me questioning reality a little bit here. And I hadn't heard of this until 3 days ago when Bob Thorpe brought it up. I had Mark out and Bob Thorpe on the program, and they said, did you see this furry thing in the Washington Elementary School District down in Phoenix? And I was like, no, I didn't see that. And I was like, what is furry? Furries? Or what's it called? Is it furry or furries? Or is it both?
I think furry.
Furry. I thought it was fury. I was like,
two
fury.
Furries.
Okay.
Like, it's just the plural version.
Okay. So these are people that
talking about one person, I think.
Like a weird fetish thing, or is it just people that like dressing up like cats, or they think they're cats, or is
really
it a little bit of everything?
I think they just like decided to come up with something new, and everyone's indulging this weird fantasy.
It all just keeps going. Where will we be in 20 years?
Where will we be next year? It's like,
well, that's true. But I'm thinking we're in 2023. So in 2003, what were we doing then? And some of the stuff we had never even heard of. Nobody heard of the alphabet soup of genders and all that, XYZ, this and that. And then all of a sudden, that was what, mid-2000s? And then all of a sudden, it's boom, everywhere. And then all of a sudden, we're beyond that. And, you know, instead of talking about LGB, or it was LGBT at first, and then it went on from there. And, you know,
we're
talking
infinite about,
you know, gay rights and this and that. And then it turned into so much more. Because it was like infinite, and now we're on the infinite side of things. And it's just, I don't know, it just keeps expanding. So I have a hard time following it. So when somebody says the person who identifies as a furry, I'm like, what? Really? I guess I don't pay that much attention.
Well, you've heard about the stuff with the litter boxes and all this stuff.
Yeah, I've seen both sides of that, though. They've said that they haven't found an actual case of somebody doing it.
Well, I'm just saying that that's what it is, though, I think. At least that's what I think it is. Like, it's for the furries.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll try to define this as best as we can, but I know little about it. Although, we do have an email from a listener in Prescott who had a furry experience.
Yeah.
So anyway, what my point being, I've got some education updates. Why this is education, I don't know. Why we have to deal with this.
It's even
with their kids can barely read and do math anymore, and it's like you got somebody up there who's the leader dressed in cat ears. Weird stuff. All right, hey, if you happen to be having a problem with the flooding issues, all the snow melt, and I'm glad to look out in Verde Valley here and see the ground and the grass. turning
and water
green,
running.
Water running. But we just left Flagstaff yesterday, and well, you left Flagstaff earlier today. And we know that snow's melting off, but we know there's a lot of ice damming stuff going on and a lot of damage. Call Mammoth Restoration if that water starts coming in. Take care of that quick because you don't want the mold to start growing. Mammoth Restoration, they'll clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right. They offer 24/7, 365-day emergency services. Here's a number, 877-714-0050. That's 877-714-0050. Mammoth Restoration will bring in those big air dryers that'll take care of it. They'll tear stuff out if it needs to happen. They'll, the content specialist, pack it out, put it back in, roof taping, all of that stuff, plus work with your insurance company. Give them a call, Mammoth Restoration, at 877-714-0050. And I got to do all this today looking at my 3-inch screen. Because I forgot the laptop, so we'll get through that though. Okay, so let's hit on this one. So Bob Thorpe brought this up, Mark Howitt brought it up, and we've already touched on it. It was the Washington Elementary School District. Where's that? Glendale, Phoenix area. Let's just call it Phoenix.
Yeah, I think it's one of the bigger ones.
Elementary. Yeah, I think it is one of the bigger ones. Yeah. So they had somebody elected to their school board who. And Bob said what he self-identified as, had this whole long, you know, self-identification thing.
Those also are just getting longer and longer.
Yeah, those get longer, too. It's like, I never thought, like, I have to identify myself.
That's not even part of my, like,
yeah, it's like, I don't even
internal
care. Really?
Thoughts.
And do you need to know
anything,
that? Yeah.
Like, how I think about my, I don't get that.
I don't, well, just a few years ago when we were talking about the was it the he, him, her, she, her thing and all that. And I didn't even know what that was, really. I still don't. And people do that all the time. It's like, okay, so we're on to the next thing. By the way, I got a listener that emailed me as well that ASU, there's an article that ASU actually put a urinal or urinals. I'm a little confused as to the quantity of urinals. They got new urinals. Well, oh, that sounds great, Jeff. They got new urinals. Well, they're putting them into women's restrooms, I guess, because...
No.
That's a sign.
Why can't they just have three bathrooms, like a man, a woman, and a unisex one? Well, you see it all over
family
one, the place.
Yeah, the family
you
one.
You see them all... Yeah.
So that way there's no even thinking you're a girl in a woman's bathroom and some dude comes in to use the urinal, or just some dude comes in general. That should be a surprise, and that used to be like a police call.
Yeah, right. Like, but, it's, you know, creepy.
Yeah,
dude
creepy dude in the bathroom. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, ASU, a student shared a photo of a urinal in a women's bathroom on the school campus, according to azfreenews.com. It's either Mark Howard or Bob Thorpe sent me this one. ASU allows students to use restrooms according to their gender identity, and students who complain or confront someone of the opposite sex in the bathroom may face disciplinary action for violating, this was according to this article, the university's academic affairs manual. So now you're in a position, because you've heard lots of podcasts where women have complained about, you know, the dude who's in their sports.
Yeah.
And they get like,
or even
the discipline.
It's a YMCA and stuff that's happening.
Yeah, but they get the disciplinary action.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they brought it up and it's like, oh, you can't
they're
do that.
They're the ones with the problem.
They got the problem.
You have a biological man and anatomically correct man in the women's
room.
Yeah,
the hardware's still there.
Yeah. I
mean... yeah, but...
If you're going to do it, you should just go all the way.
So I would just say this, and I don't know this news organization, so I do trust Thorpe and Howard, whoever sent this to me. We'll assume that they're putting some urinals in. If you're a woman and you go into a bathroom that says women or women's room, what does it usually say? Ladies.
Women or ladies. Or,
or it has the old fashioned, you know, the dress.
Yeah, the.
I don't know if they.
The stick figure.
The stick
dress.
Figure with the dress. They still do that? I mean,
I think some do
it. But if it's specific and it says that and you go in there and you see a urinal, I guess that would be a sign and you might want to find another bathroom or lock the door if you can.
If there is another one, I mean, they might be converting all of them.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, if you want to put in a family room bathroom, or put
that's
in,
what I don't
you know
get.
What, if ASU really wants to put in a transgender bathroom, well, then you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, if you go in that one, then you should be prepared.
You know, but I don't know. I can't even fathom, like I said, if I think back to when I was in, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, and on, or just wandering about normal daily civilization, I couldn't even fathom going into the women's bathroom.
I can't imagine seeing a man in the women's bathroom in a urinal.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how often this is happening, but apparently they put these some urinals in. Managing commercial rental properties, once in a while I have to go into the ladies' restroom to bring supplies in, check on a problem. And I'm like knocking on the door and like slowly, like, okay, the light's off. And then I'm thinking, okay, landlord, you know, dude coming in, landlord, and, you know, making sure no one's in there.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I guess I'm old school.
I've had to do that before in the men's room.
In the men's room, yeah.
You know, I got to put toilet paper in the thing or put the trash or whatever. And I'm like kind of in and out as fast as possible because it's like an uncomfortable feeling for me.
Well, yeah. I leave the door open. I propped the door because I don't want some woman to walk in and there's a dude in the bathroom all of a sudden, you know, but I guess I'm old school. Okay. So anyway, so this Washington school board ended a relationship that they had with a Christian school. Tamia, how do you pronounce that? Tamia Valenzuela, member of the school board for Washington Elementary School District. We talked about this earlier in the week in the Phoenix Glendale area. She showed up with her cat ears. She describes herself as a bilingual, disabled, neurodivergent, queer, black, Latina. That's a lot. What's a neurodivergent? What does that even mean? Do you know? We don't know what that is. Yeah, but that's something. With the cat ears is the furry thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't identify that, but I guess it's kind of self.
That's not in here, though, so I'm not sure about that, but.
The cat ears, yeah. So maybe she was just wearing, look, I don't have a problem with people dressing up if they want to, but seriously, at a school board meeting, unless it was like kids' day and you're like reading to the kids about,
usually it's not exactly professional to do that.
Yeah, so. you want to have a good example, but I guess we're well beyond that. But anyway, she was upset that the school is taking, what teachers? They're hiring teachers,
like
are student teachers from this Christian organization?
From the Christian university.
Okay. Now, here's a quote that she said, and this is from MSN, of all places. They defined the school that they were getting the kids from. What was it called again? Phoenix, the Christian school? Find the name of that one.
Arizona Christian.
Yeah, this is a traditional sexual morality. The website of the school, pushes traditional sexual morality and lifelong marriage between one man and one woman. So Christian values. So this Valenzuela girl, the school board member with the cat ears, she came out and said, at some point we need to get real with ourselves and take a look who we are making legal contracts with and the message that is sending to our community, because that makes me feel like I could not be safe in this school district, Valenzuela told her fellow board members from MSN. That makes queer kids who are already facing attack from our lawmakers feel that they could not be safe in this community. Not
so
safe
if,
because...
if you're in favor of a traditional marriage, man and woman...
dangerous.
You're all of a sudden, like... threatening to someone else, or you're
apparently the cat lady.
They're not safe around you.
That's the quote I'm getting here. So they voted to ditch the contract, which I've read was in place for like 10 years, where they're having teachers come, student teachers, et cetera, et cetera, from this Christian school.
Yeah.
Did you get the name?
Arizona Christian University.
Okay. So now from ChristianPost.com, Arizona Christian University filed a federal lawsuit just yesterday against the Washington Elementary School District in Arizona, alleging religious discrimination after the district's 5-member governing board, which includes 3 members of the LGBT community, voted to ban its student teachers from public school classrooms for practicing biblical Christianity. Quote, this civil rights action seeks to protect a Christian university and its students' fundamental rights to religious exercise and speech and to be free from unlawful governmental discrimination simply because of their religious status and beliefs. It's a 37-page complaint.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. They probably have a case there.
Well, sure, yeah, if that was the only reason that they've...
Well, yeah, what was there? Okay, if there was merit, which I haven't seen anyone pull out.
Yeah,
I to be upfront, I didn't watch the school board meeting.
Right.
I'm going by other reports, and we know how that can go sometimes.
Right.
But this is all over the place, and she seems pretty serious about being really threatened by Christian values.
Yeah.
Not by cat values and furry stuff, but by Christian values. So, If there was another merit, though, that the Christian school was sending over bad teachers, the Christian, you know, and
that's something different. According to the lawsuit, there has not been a complaint against the university, or there has been, you know, no complaints on record, I guess.
So my speculation is she just doesn't like Christianity,
right?
And she feels,
well, all of them.
Oh yeah, apparently all of them, because they use unanimous five-member board.
I think it was five. Yeah.
So I don't know. Tell people, if you're in a school, which we've dealt with this in Flagstaff, not the cat issue, but just the craziness in school districts there. So FUSD is off the rails.
Yeah.
On many other issues. I mean, we've seen Cyborg as a gender and all that in the middle school in Flagstaff, and we thought that was an outlier. We thought it was weird. And you know what? I got to go to break, but I want to tell you about a podcast I was listening to, and somebody said something that I think was really telling about small town America now and how this stuff's infiltrating all over the place. All right, hang tight for that. If you're thinking about refinancing a home right now, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did a refinance for us about 6 months ago on an income property. They also do that. Did an excellent job. I'm real happy with Kim Dawson. She'll walk you through the entire process, and it can be a complicated process. So you need someone who's done a lot of these, who knows the local area, and that's Kim Dawson. She's a local girl who gets all this stuff done in northern Arizona. Nova Home Loans is the largest privately owned mortgage lender in Arizona, but they also have the ability to do act like a broker too. So that gives you the best value going forward. Local decision making is key here when you're dealing with banking, local appraisers. So call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, whether you're doing a refinance, doing a new purchase, investment properties, maybe you have a second home, maybe you have an off-grid property. Kim Dawson can help you out with all that. 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Kim Dawson, NMLS. That's really small on this little screen. 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Maybe I should bring the laptop next time. Hang tight. Yeah. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup.
This is Jeff Horvitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup.
All right, welcome back. My wife Angela's here with me for the Weekly Roundup, where we look back, but we haven't looked much back yet. I don't even know. We're going to get through issue number one. I do want to say this. I only have a few minutes here for this segment, but I was listening to, I think it was Unashamed, as Phil Robertson's podcast, and he had, I don't know if you're the Duck Dynasty folks, and they do a lot of podcasts and this and that, and then is Jace Robertson and his wife, and I can't remember her name.
Don't know.
But she came on because she had just done, she wrote a book and she was out doing the public library tour. And of course, they're Christians and, you know, they were out and about, you know, reading their book at various events. And anyway, Kirk Cameron was at the same event. And I'm sure you've heard of him, former, well, he's still an actor, I think, but former kind of child star from the 80s. What was it?
Remember which.
Growing Pains or something like that?
Yeah,
or
one of those.
Whatever it was. But, you know, a strong Christian guy who's out there, and he's been getting canceled at all these public libraries, that do like the transgender thing. So they'll show up and, you know, can do all that.
Yeah.
But you show up and you read a Christian book or whatever that promotes family values, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So anyway, she did something. It was like in Nashville, and I think they live in Tennessee or near there, something like that. Right. And, the workers She was just shocked because they were like making noise and making their life just general hell while they were there, because they didn't want them there reading their books and all that. And she was just shocked because she's like, I'm in Nashville. I'm in Tennessee, conservative Tennessee. Of course, Nashville probably not so much so. But she said something like, I always thought this was somewhere else. Like some other place, San Francisco. And that really caught me because I think about the things we've seen in Flagstaff, population 70,000 now in the school districts. And then I think about folks down in Cottonwood right now who, you know, they have this public, the mayor supporting this event coming in, or the mayor at least. I don't know if I can say supporting, but he's voted for or will not discuss the
he's
issue.
He's kind of avoiding.
Yeah, he's avoiding it. That's the right word, because it was an administration thing.
The drag
show. Like some drag show on city property at a city a city event. And the big thing, and I don't care if you're going to have that show, because they previously had it at like some bar. It's a private facility.
Those things used to be in like, that was the Las Vegas show, and that was like, in some...
Yeah, it's down some aisle or alley. Yeah. You know, it's like the seedy part of town, right? Red light district. But, you know, that's fine. If you're an adult and you want to go to a drag show, that's, you're not going to see me there. I don't know if you see Angela there.
I don't think you see Angela. But, I mean, but, if people do, then.
Yeah, that's.
If the demand is there, then they'll keep doing it.
Yeah, then they're
going to
do it. But the point with this Cottonwood one is they really are, and it's coming up in April, they're targeting and marketing it and pushing for kids.
For all ages.
All ages, which is just weird. And anyway, back to this whole thing with the Robertson girl, and she was just like, I'm so just surprised. It just shocked me. I didn't realize it. And I'm like, 10,000 town, 10,000 people in Cottonwood, in a rural community, a lot of farming, a lot of, you know, rural, right? Small community. So it's everywhere. And you just got to be on lookout. You see urinals going up in the girls' restroom. That's a sign.
It's just like a speeding freight train.
I know, it's hard.
Just, you can't stop it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I haven't heard a good solution or anyone even being outspoken enough to really tackle this.
Well, if people were really frustrated by it, if parents, I'm still surprised, like when COVID happened, parents didn't mass take their kids out of school.
Well, yeah, and I thought they would. Yeah. I mean, I definitely had to eat my words. You can... you know, vouch for that, because I was like, oh, no way, people will not put up with this, and no, this is, you know, people won't let this happen, and, oh, I mean, I wrong?
Yeah, and so I don't know what it will take other than, I think, I was talking about parallel societies the other day, we're kind of, we almost, I used to think we were the silent majority, but now, when does the silent majority speak? What is that line? If a urinal shows up in your, 10-year-old daughter's school bathroom at some point. Is that the sign?
Well, and sometimes where's that kids line? Take field trips to universities. I mean, I know ours did in elementary school. They'd go to NAU to watch a music performance or track and field or whatever. And, you know, they go to use the bathroom and...
And there's there's some dude in there, yeah. All right, hey, if you want to get involved in our entered in our big giveaway this month, Sportsman's Bar and Grill's got $50 up there. Go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways. Sportsman's Bar and Grill always has great specials going on Monday through Thursday. They have great specials like Taco Tuesday, half price wings on Wing Wednesday. But they've always got a $4 menu. So you go there right now, you go there over the weekend, you can get a great meal, great food for a great price. They always have great drink specials. It's happy hour all the time at Sportsman's Bar and Grill in Flagstaff, just north of downtown in the Bash's Shopping Center. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup. You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, don't forget to catch Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least this Saturday at noon. Also, look up Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least on your favorite podcast provider. Hey, if you want a second opinion about your finances, about the markets, call Glenn up. He'll help you out. He'll give you that second set of eyes. And you know, you've heard him on this program for many years now, and he's always plain spoken, and he's always going to tell you, you know, sit down with you and take the time that you need to understand what's going on in the market. Call Glenn Least right now. You can get a free no obligation consultation at 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. Is the screen getting smaller or is my eyes going?
I think it's your eyes, babe.
Yeah, maybe it's from the small screen, though. Can I blame Apple on that? Okay, let's switch. I want to get out of education here before we run out of time for the hour. We'll go back to education because you got an email from a listener in Prescott. I do want to touch on Biden's proposed $6.9 trillion federal budget that he released yesterday. Don't worry, that's not going to pass. That's not going to be the budget because the Republicans have control of Congress, so it'll be something much more reasonable, like 6.2 or 6.3 trillion. Yeah. That's what always happens, right?
Still more than
they exactly.
take in.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be something like that, some responsible budget.
Well, and then they'll pass some kind of spending bill on top of that and another or whatever.
Yeah, and they don't even need, they haven't been passing budgets forever. Yeah. You know, they're just going to keep, they're not going to stop spending money, even if they don't have a budget.
If they don't have the money, they're going to keep spending.
Yeah, they don't have the money. So Biden says he wants $6.9 trillion. Well, Biden's going to get $6.9 trillion, even though Congress is supposed to have the purse strings. Yeah. It doesn't even matter anymore. But I just wanted to give some perspective here. Let's just assume, and I'm going to round up to $7 trillion because we're really close anyway, and that's probably what it'll actually be. That's about a third, approximately. It's probably a little bit less than a third of the nation's total gross domestic product. Gross domestic product is the sum of all economic activity that happens domestically, that happens in the nation. It's maybe 20, I thought it was 21 trillion. I think it's around 23 trillion now. That all the, you know, everything. You're buying gas, you're buying school supplies or, you know, to go to the furry council meeting or I'm sorry, school board meeting. Yeah, you know, things like that. It's all that stuff added up. 6.9. Oh, I'm sorry, $23 trillion. So he's proposing essentially close to a third of the activity going on in this country, a third of our GDP is government.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. It's not, that's the federal government. I see estimates that right now we're getting around 47% of all GDP, of all the spending that's going on is government related because they ain't just the feds. There's state legislators, your state governments, then your locals, your counties, your towns, your et cetera, et cetera. So it's something like 47% of all the activity. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazier than wearing cat ears to a school board meeting. In the early 1900s, it was less than 7%. And think about it, early 1900s, the country was cranking.
Yeah.
Absolutely cranking.
Right.
Economic activity and manufacturing and all that. So, yeah, he proposed that. Federal tax revenue right now, back to what you were saying, Angela, is about $4.7 trillion. So that's what they're taking in. And that's higher. That's the highest. I think it's record numbers. It was before, and everything is the before times, before COVID in 2019, I think it was like $3.6 trillion they were taking in, and they were spending like $4.5 trillion. So there's like a $1 trillion deficit then, and I thought $4.5 trillion was absurd.
Out of control.
So then COVID hits, and they pump trillions in, and they boost the budgets, and, you know, we get up to this temporary $6-point-something-trillion budgets. It's just temporary because we got an emergency situation with COVID. Shut up, wear your mask, stay 6 foot apart, you know, take your tin foil hat off. Yeah. So, no, but now $6.9 trillion, bigger than COVID. So, like I said, they'll back it down, but we're seeing the same thing at the state legislature, the Arizona. Let's look at the Arizona budget. I've told you about this prior to 2019 or 2019's budget before COVID, prior to COVID, I should say, the state budget was $10.4 billion. Then it ballooned to $18 billion last year. So, and now they're trying to walk it back. The Republicans proposed a $15.5 billion budget.
Yeah.
So we're seeing the same thing. My point being, we're seeing the same thing everywhere. I'll look at the Flagstaff City Council. I don't know what their number is exactly right now, but last I had checked, I think they were in the $500 million range.
Right.
When I was there, it was $250 million. When was that? 2016?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
So we're seeing nearly a doubling of a lot of these budgets in just a few years. It is on absolute steroids. So we'll see what happens. But mark my words, I think what will happen is you'll see a budget in the low $6 trillion range, maybe the upper $5 trillion, much more than prior to COVID. And then he also proposed a 25% tax on billionaires. So a wealth tax.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if that actually happens. But he says, and has any impact is what I should say. He says this is how he's going to balance the budget. We keep hearing that in 10 years, he's going to spend $6.9 trillion, right? So $2 trillion, $2.2 trillion budget deficit.
Right.
But somehow magically, he's sitting up there saying, well, and plus we're going to do this 25% wealth tax on the billionaires. And in 10 years, we will balance the federal deficit. We'll balance the budget, basically. Who believes that?
He won't even be there in 10 years.
Well, yeah, that's true. Even if he gets reelected, he won't be there in 10 years. He's going to be 90 by then. Anyway, so yeah, it's just a lot of BS coming out of Washington, D.C. It's totally absurd, and it's just grown so much. One more financial one here. This one was a big one today. That I don't know if a lot of people are paying attention to as I get to it on my very, very small screen. But a bank collapsed today. And this one is actually a bank that's really big in the Silicon Valley. It does a lot of the startup venture capital funding for Silicon Valley. So there's a problem there because they've been relying on this bank to fund all these startups and to get bridge loans and loans to continue all these projects. This thing collapsed $200 billion in assets called Silicon Valley Bank. Feds came in, closed it, took it over, and it's basically closed till Monday. So they're having a little bank holiday over the weekend. They say the depositors' money's protected, of course, and it probably will be. They have the FDIC insurance, but who's going to be on the hook for hundreds of billions or tens and tens of billions of dollars in whatever the heck went wrong behind the scenes? And I haven't dived into it very long yet, but you're insured up to $250,000. You have more than that, you might be in trouble.
Oh yeah.
So you think Silicon Valley? You think a lot of businesses that may have had money in there,
and right? Like in their operating accounts.
Yeah. And sometimes it gets hard to go set up if you're a larger company, or even a mid-sized company, going to set up 100 different bank accounts for your operations.
Yeah, because your operating account needs probably more than that at times.
Probably, yeah. So concerned about that. This is the biggest bank failure since the great financial crisis of 08, since the big crash. So we'll see if this spreads and has any kind of contagion in the banking world. It was pretty close to size of some of those that collapsed back in 08. Of course, the money's inflated so much.
Yeah, true.
Or devalued, we should say. Anyway, love your thoughts. Hey, send in an email. We got this email from our listener in Prescott. Switching back to education when we come back. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And also, don't forget about the giveaway we got going on up there. Gettles High Desert Mechanical has a $50 cash debit card. You can use that anywhere except for that Silicon Valley bank. It's not drawn on that, so you're good. Anyway, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, company that I've used to fix our HVAC in Flagstaff, and they'll come in if you've got an older unit. They'll try to keep that running. However, if it's not safe, they'll let you know, hey, you got to get a new unit, and they can help you out with that and put in a system that is appropriate for your HVAC needs. They've been doing this for a long time throughout northern Arizona and central Arizona. Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical Service, new construction, retrofitting, all of that. Gettles will be able to take care of you. 928-567-2200. That's 928-567-2200. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-567-2200. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back from the Verde Valley today and next week. It's warm. I'm actually a little warm.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm used to, 20-something degrees and 12 feet of snow. How many feet? 11? What did we get?
I lost track.
I can't even remember. This is not like that Donner Pass, 42 feet, 43 feet last I checked. I mean, what do you even do with that?
I don't know.
There must be walls going through there.
Yeah.
Pretty nice area, though.
Yeah, we drove through there once.
That's a sad story, though, huh?
Right,
The Donner Party.
Yeah.
Whew. Talk about tough times. Imagine going across the country.
When you drive through there, though, you can see why, man. Those are huge mountains.
Oh, huge mountains. And then
big,
you get
just like the amount of air.
Yeah, and then the moisture coming off, the coast that's not too far off from there, really.
Yeah.
Is incredible. But it goes to show you how different the country is versus back then. You didn't have time for cat ears.
No.
You know, you didn't have to. I think people just have, we've gotten so opulent and comfortable. Even the people whine that say, oh, I need this and I'm without and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, you need to take a trip to another part of the world and realize how good it is. But I think most people recognize that it's, and it's, life maybe has become too easy. I'm not trying to underscore if you're having a tough time. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you turn on the tap and get water. And you probably can find food. You probably find a job. We got some of the lowest unemployment numbers ever. You go to someplace in Africa, Asia.
Yeah.
Forget about it. You're not going to find, you couldn't find a job if you.
Just yesterday, I took the kids to the dentist, and the dental hygienist that was doing their teeth said she went to Peru over the summer and was doing like work in the some of the villages and stuff where they have like no dental care. And she got floss out to floss these kids' teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And she said they were scared of the floss because.
I'm scared of the floss.
The only thing they knew that floss was for was to, like, they wrap it around the tooth, like a bad tooth, and then yank it. And so they thought that she was taking the floss to their teeth. They thought she was going to pull their teeth out.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't know any different. That's the level of dental care they have there.
Yeah. So dental care is you rip
maybe
it out.
Maybe not in
after
the big cities, but this is.
Yeah. But no, this is very common throughout the world.
It just rings true, though, that other places have.
Yeah. No, it is. And I think.
Standards.
I'm trying. It's not just the weirdness isn't just, you know, solely in America. I mean, it's the West.
Yeah.
The West that's seeing this kind of opulent decay. Sure. And the weirdness. And again, I go back to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, governor of Arkansas now.
Right.
And she's been very forthright, and I appreciate that. I always forget what she says, but basically, you know, normal versus weird, you know.
Versus crazy.
Normal versus weird, whatever it is, it's the same thing. That's what it is, and we all just need to stand up and say, nope, that's enough. Not going to do it. You know, dude standing up peeing in the women's bathroom is not going to work for me, okay? Yeah. I don't know what world and what trip you're on, but that's your thing. You go figure that out somewhere else.
I have to be okay with
it. I'm not, you know, so you just need to stand up to this stuff. I think people are, but I'm shocked that there isn't
not
more.
Not on the level that needs to happen.
And it ain't going to change.
Most people just like, whatever, it's too much effort, it's too much work to fight it.
And then you normalize it. So we're saying, hey, what's the world going to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Well, for us, it's really weird, but if you're in those situations, more people get normalized to it, and then, everybody, there's always been a urinal in the woman's
bathroom.
Yeah,
they don't know any different.
It's kind of like earlier in the week, you know, I went to buy railroad ties at one place, and there wasn't any all of a sudden, and the guy, we've never sold them. I was like, okay, you've never sold them. I was like, I picked some up just last year, but anyway, I guess I got the wrong person there.
Yeah.
And then I went to another store, by the way, it was Cow Ranch. They had mountains of them out there. I was like, wow, I need to check that price. Do you have this comment from, because we're getting tight on the hour here. This is out of Prescott, and
her name's Jeanette.
This
is what Jeanette wrote. I heard you talk about the furry on city council. I think she meant the school board.
School board, yeah.
And thought you might enjoy my furry experience. Daughter was attending a charter school in Prescott when she came home with a wound on her hand. I asked her what happened, and she told me one of the furries had bit her at lunch. Having never heard of a furry, I asked her to explain. She did, and then said that a dog girl had bit her. Outraged,
not a girl dog, like a female dog, an actual dog girl, okay.
Outraged, I called the school demanding contact info for the furry's parents to make sure this dog thing had been vaccinated, you know, rabies shots and all. She laughed it off and said the school would handle it and she would be reprimanded.
Mm-hmm.
Great, I said. However, I am still concerned about the school allowing wild animals to eat in the lunchroom. Dogs should be fed outside with a dog bowl. They are obviously not domesticated, and it doesn't sound sanitary. Again, she laughed and acted as if I was crazy. That evening, in frustration, I told my husband the story. He could not stop laughing. When I asked what was so funny, he asked if I knew where furries came from. No, this is the first time I've heard of them. He informed me that The Furries was a porn movie in the late 80s. In the late 80s and early 90s.
We have parental guidance here for a second.
Where women performed sexual acts dressed in furry ears and fuzzy tails.
On VHS. Or is it beta?
Not happy he was aware of this. I still found it interesting. So I found a clip of the porn and sent it to
the
school.
Oh my gosh.
Asking if this is the kind of behavior the school supports. Long story short, no more furries at school. Not that my daughter continued to attend that school.
Wow, Jeanette. Yeah. There's so much there.
See, I think she's on the right track. I've been saying this for a while. This is the solution to the whole furry situation, is that school is for humans.
Yeah, yeah.
School is for children of humans.
Yeah, yeah. If you show
and
up
and if you're not that, then that's not the place for you.
Yeah, you like.
And if they need to open a furry school
like the pound
for the furry kids, then open the furry school,
the furry shelter,
and they can be the dog and the cat or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But it just seems so simple to me because, like, wild dogs—they're out catching their own food and they're out, you know, sleeping in dens and, you know.
Except for that bobcat in southern Arizona.
Well, yeah, that one moved.
That one
into
that
the
went
house.
Into the dog door. Yeah, yeah, that's how you got blocked. That dog.
Well, we got,
door.
We might... got a raccoon. Coming
Wait,
in the
this
dog
brings
door
up
once.
An interesting concept. If like a furry decides to crawl through your dog door, is it legit now? It's like they're not breaking in.
Yeah,
they're
I was saying we had that raccoon getting in the dog door once.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're a furry, so they're. You know, they're just coming
so
into your house.
That's not breaking and entering
yeah,
anymore.
No, that's. I mean, everything. When you believe in, I guess you believe in nothing. You know, so you have no values. I guess other than furry values, you'll believe in anything.
I just can't figure out how they keep going along with whatever someone's, no matter how crazy it is, and how they just keep indulging people and children in these.
Yeah, no,
it's weird. Obsessions.
It's insanity. Hey, if you want to protect your gutters from getting crammed full of all kinds of stuff, I saw an elk, there was maybe fur coming off there that could get into your gutters. You want to call or text Carl the Gutter Helmet Man, Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. Third year here on the show, and they've done an excellent job of providing these systems all throughout Northern Arizona. I've got neighbors who are so thrilled with it because they didn't have the ice damming problems this winter. They've installed like 50,000 feet in Arizona so far, the gutter helmet system, that's a significant 80 million feet in the U.S. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. You can get a discount there. And this, like I said, a really great system that'll protect you from going up on the roof and falling on the ice that's up there and all that, and keep all that crap that's just jamming up your gutters. 40 years of experience, a lifetime warranty. Reverse curve that deflects everything. Call or text Carl the Gutter Helmet Man, 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. I still got to get to this one. I've got this up at talkwithjeff.com, but the cartel apologized. This was
about
another
the kidnapping?
Big one. Yeah, yeah. And they put up pictures of a bunch of dead people that they say, oh, we took care of the problem. They were acting on their own. Of course, who the heck knows who they put up
yeah,
and the
like
fact that it's happening.
Them.
Yeah, so they're
real... trustworthy.
Yeah. Well, they're not only the law down there, they're the law, they're the army, they're the judge and the executioner and all that. And they have their own PR firm, apparently. They put out a notice saying, you know, we took care of it. You know, it was an accident. We apologize.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Love your comments. TalkWithJeff at iCloud.com. We got great videos and the giveaway up at TalkWithJeff.com. Check that out. Sign up for the giveaway. Click on sponsors and giveaways. Hang tight, back in just a few minutes.